If you haven't made any decision yet about your children or young adolescents concerning summer camps, July and August and early September, we offer summer camps in different places around Spain. We also offer camps in Canada and other parts of the world. And so look into it now, because the sooner you sign up, the better. The sooner you sign up, because a time always comes in the early spring or the mid-spring in which we're full. Sometimes we're booked up, and some parents get upset. And it's usually because they didn't call in time. They waited too late. They waited too long. So for the summer camps for children or for young adolescents, think about it. Try to make your decision now and to act on it, or to least to call us in Baugan for information about this. Thank you.
Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Football.
Hello and welcome to Speaking Football. My name's Tommy Hay and I'm joined here by my co-presenter, Rubén Palomero, for episode number 53 of this series. Now, today we're going to be talking a bit about what Jurgen Klopp had to say about Real Madrid's victory against Liverpool in the Champions League, and we'll also be discussing Villarreal. First, though, we're going to start off the show, as always, by revealing the identity of last week's mystery player.
Mystery player.
Rubén, you can start us off with clue number one, please.
He's a goalkeeper and so is his son.
Very good. He's a goalkeeper and so is his son. Very good. Good family. Clue number two. He scored 11 goals during his career. So he's a goalkeeper, or he was a goalkeeper, but he managed to score 11 goals. So not bad at all. Clue number three. Rubén.
He played in Portugal, England, and his native country.
Very good. He played in Portugal. Very good, the way that Rubén pronounced Portugal there as well. We don't say Portugal, we say Portugal.
Siempre me acuerdo de que utilizar la che. Es Porchu, chu, chu, no tu.
That's it. Yeah, you have to be Argentinian or Valenciano. You have to say che, che, Portugal, Portugal, England, and his native country as well. Quote number four. He won a Champions League and a European Championship. So he won a Champions League and a Eurocopa, a European Championship. And clue number five, Rubén.
He's a sports commentator in his country.
Very good. He's a sports commentator, comentarista. He's a sports commentator in his country. Who was our mystery player, Rubén?
Our mystery player was Peter Schmeichel.
Very good. Peter Schmeichel, yes. The Great Dane, El Gran Danés. That was his nickname, the Great Dane, like the dog. Very good. Did we have any winners this week, Rubén?
Yes, of course. We have a lot of them. Tenemos a Javier SB7, que no falla, nos dice, the great Danish goalkeeper Peter Schmeichel played in his country, UK, both Manchester and Aston Villa, and Sporting in Portugal. José Armenteros, Chris Valrol, que también acerta, y nos desea un buen fin de semana. Francisco Muñoz, CBP, Rubén Buendía, Daniel Alejandro, Johan Castillo, José Miguel Balbuena, Daniel Martín Castillo, un clásico, Alejandro Sebastián Negro, Sergi HS y, a ver si te suena este, Andreas Fitzgerald.
Fantastic. Andreas Fitzgerald from No Excuses, which I believe is still on 9:30 every day, Monday to Friday. I don't know if it's on the weekend as well, but it's a very good show for your grammar. If you're looking to improve your English grammar, listen to No Excuses, 9:30 Monday to Friday, and possibly at the weekend as well. I'm not sure. I'm sure Fitz will correct us at some point. Well, congratulations to everyone who took part, and I hope you all have a good weekend as well. Now we're going to move on to talking about Europe, because it was a very good week for Peter Schmeichel's old club, Manchester United, in the Europa League this week. Sadly, Granada's dream of winning the Europa League came to an end on Thursday night at Old Trafford. They lost 2-0 in the second leg of their tie against Manchester United. But yeah, it was a good week for English teams in general, I would say. Manchester City and Chelsea are both in the semi-finals of the Champions League. Arsenal and Manchester United are in the semi-finals of the Europa League. From a Spanish point of view, I would say that there has been some good news for the Spanish teams. Arsenal's opponents in the semi-finals will be, of course, Villarreal, which is great news for them. They've had a few years without really being at the top level of European football, and that's great to see them in the semi-finals now. So congratulations to Villarreal. And of course, Real Madrid managed to beat Liverpool, which was a massive result for them during the week. Did you see any of these games, Ruben? Did you watch any of these games?
Yes, I watched Real Madrid match and Granada-Manchester United last Thursday.
Last Thursday, yeah.
And Granada, well, Granada is a pity, but, well, it's going to be Manchester United was my best team. And it's going to be very interesting, the Arsenal-Villarreal, the revenge.
Yeah, the revenge, of course, because they played each other in the Champions League all those years ago. And was it the 2005-06 season? I can't even remember.
Yeah, a lot of years ago, I remember the Riquelme's penalty.
Yep.
And Villarreal was very close to arrive to the final.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, Riquelme missed that penalty against Arsenal. It was 2005-06, definitely, because Arsenal got to the final against Barcelona and lost it.
Yes, exactly.
They were very unlucky to lose it. But Villarreal were a great team to watch that season. Really, really entertaining. And it's just fantastic to see them back playing at that level. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about Villarreal later. But I would like to talk about this Liverpool versus Real Madrid game, because Liverpool weren't very happy after this tie. And to find out why, it's time for this week's Football Expressions.
Football Expressions.
Now, to understand why Liverpool weren't exactly happy about this, we have to go back to the first leg of the tie, which took place last week. Now, remember, the word tie is corbata, but we also use it for eliminatoria. So we say the tie for the two games. And the first game would be the leg, we would say. We say leg like pierna for partido. How would you say, imagine you're Liverpool. How would you say el partido de ida?
El partido de ida, tú puedes decir home leg or first leg.
Yes, the home leg, it depends what team you are. So yeah. I would probably say the away leg if it's Liverpool. If you're thinking of the away leg, it would be the game that you're playing away from your home stadium. So if you're Liverpool, the away leg would have been the game at Valdebebas.
Ah, okay.
That would be the away leg. Or you could also just say the first leg, and that's ambiguous. Okay. That's for both. So partido de ida, the away leg. How would you say Ciudad Deportiva?
Training ground.
Training ground. Yeah, we wouldn't really say sport city. We would probably say the training ground, like literally like campo de entrenamiento is what we would say in English. So the training ground. And this is a curious one. This is an interesting one. How would you say de verdad as an adjective? For example, un estadio de verdad, like como Dios manda. How would you say that?
You can use the word proper, no? A proper stadium.
Fantastic. Yes, exactly. A proper stadium. P-R-O-P-E-R. One word.
Lo normal es que un español dijera a real stadium.
Yeah, a real stadium. Yeah, a real stadium. That's exactly what we would say. Very good. Okay, now, if I said to you, Ruben, Jurgen Klopp wasn't happy that the away leg was played at Madrid's training ground, what am I saying to you in Spanish there?
Bueno, que a Klopp no le gustó que se jugara el partido pues en la ciudad deportiva.
Exactly. Yeah, no le gustó que el partido se jugase en la ciudad deportiva. He wasn't happy that the away leg was played at Madrid's training ground. No, he wasn't. Let's have a listen to what he said.
So this year tonight was really strange because it was a different situation. It's been the stadium, but the Anfield is at least a proper stadium that will be good for us.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, and thank you for the setup. Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
So he thinks that playing at Valdebebas at the training ground is weird. He said Anfield is at least a proper stadium. Anfield, por lo menos, es un estadio de verdad. Anfield at least is a proper stadium. Do you think he's got a point there, Ruben? Do you think he's being unfair, or do you think maybe Real Madrid did have an unfair advantage playing at the training ground?
I don't know if it's unfair. That's true, that is different. For example, when you are playing in a proper stadium, you don't feel the wind, the weather is different. For example, I've been some matches with Real Madrid in his training ground, and suddenly the wind was so strong, it was very difficult to move the ball.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And obviously that's not going to happen if you play in a big stadium.
Yeah,
but the problem is for both teams. That's
exactly
true too.
Exactly. I have to say that as well. Like, I noticed that in the Clásico the other week as well. It was very heavy rain in Madrid, and the players had absolutely no protection. And it's interesting that you say that both teams are affected by this. I saw that Benzema at some moments wasn't happy either. He was complaining about the illumination, the lights, what we call the floodlights. He was complaining about the floodlights, that he couldn't see what he was doing in the game against Liverpool. So, yeah, I think it was weird, as Klopp says, but I don't think Madrid necessarily had an advantage. And you can also see that in their record this season. They've lost in Valdebebas, they've lost to Levante. They've lost against Alaves, I think, there as well. And so and against Cadiz too. So like I don't think they have a real advantage playing at home. Interesting. Now let's move on to the second match of this tie. How would you say partido de vuelta? If you're Liverpool,
I am at home, so it's the home leg.
Yeah, that's it. Because the second leg was played at Anfield. So if you're Liverpool, it would be the home leg, like en casa, the home leg. Or if we're being ambiguous, you could just say the second leg. And that doesn't mean, it's not special for anyone. So the home leg for Liverpool, the second leg for both teams. Interesting word here. How do you say arbitraje? Arbitraje.
Bueno, árbitro es referee, ref. But you can say arbitraje like refereeing.
Yeah, refereeing, we would say. We'd put the emphasis on the E's and refereeing. One more time.
Refereeing.
Perfect. Very good. Refereeing. And a classic on the show, ser expulsado. How do you say that?
Es un phrasal verb, to be sent off.
It is a phrasal verb. I never think about it that way, but it is a phrasal verb. Yeah,
it's a phrasal verb.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so literally like enviado fuera.
Enviado fuera.
Is what we'd say. To be sent off, ser expulsado. Great. How would you say Liverpool no estaban contentos con el arbitraje?
Liverpool weren't happy with the refereeing.
Very good. Yeah, Liverpool weren't happy with the refereeing. Very good. Liverpool weren't happy with the refereeing. No, they weren't. How would you say ellos creen que Casemiro debería haber sido expulsado?
They think Casemiro should have been sent off.
Very good. They think that Casemiro should have been sent off. Very good. How would you say, ellos dicen que la entrada sobre Milner fue peligrosa?
They say that the tackle on Milner was dangerous.
Very good, exactly. If we want to say una entrada sobre alguien, we would say the tackle on someone. So the tackle on Milner, and they say that the tackle on Milner was peligrosa, was dangerous. Very good. Do you agree, Ruben? Should Casemiro have been sent off for that challenge?
Well, Casemiro usually plays very close to be sent off.
On the limit.
On the limit. And obviously, for that tackle, I think you can show the red card. Maybe the yellow card, but Casemiro he knows how to make a fault.
Yeah, how to make a foul. Yeah, I think he knows how to make a foul. He's a lot. He reminds me sometimes of Paul Scholes. Paul Scholes, when he played for Manchester United, he always knew how and when to make a foul. I remember there was one foul that Scholes made against Jose Antonio Reyes in a game between Manchester United and Arsenal, and it was terrible. But he was only given a yellow card. He wasn't sent off. So
sí. Yeah, había también muchos defensas más antes que ahora que lo primero que hacían era hacer una falta, nada más empezar fuerte, porque sabían que la primera no le iban a sacar tarjeta. Ahora ya no tanto, pero antes sí. Yo me acuerdo, por ejemplo, Popescu lo hacía siempre. Primer partido, primeros minutos, falta, golpe, tortazo, alguno de ellos, normalmente al mejor. ya le dejaba mareado.
The great Wimbledon team, the crazy gang from the 80s and 90s, they were good at that as well. Vinnie Jones and players like that. They made a foul in the first 30 seconds and then that was it.
That guy plays in another league.
Yeah, another universe. He couldn't play nowadays. There's no way he could play nowadays.
Even another sport.
Yeah, rugby, or maybe the calcio storico that they play in Florence, no, when they try to kill each other. I think that's more appropriate for Vinnie Jones. But Casemiro made a very good a very good foul, if we want to call it that. It was potentially a little bit dangerous. Some people think that debería haber sido expulsado. Some people think that he should have been sent off. Other people think that no debería haber sido expulsado, that he shouldn't have been sent off. Be careful with that structure because it's quite complicated. He should have been sent off, positive. He shouldn't have been sent off, negative. It's important to say that although Liverpool weren't happy with some of the things that happened, Klopp did say that Real Madrid deserved to win because they were superior in the first leg. So it's important to remember that. Let's listen to what he says.
Played a much better game than in the first game, obviously, and we didn't lose the tie tonight. We lost it in Madrid.
So he says, we played much better tonight, but we didn't lose the tie tonight. We lost it in Madrid. No perdimos la eliminatoria esta noche, sino en Madrid. We didn't lose the tie tonight. We lost it in Madrid. So that's very honest, I think. Would you agree with that? Was the damage done in the first leg?
Yes, I agree with that. In the first leg, Real Madrid was better. And in the second leg, Liverpool was better, but he wasn't able to score. So you don't score, you're not going to beat anyone.
That's it, yeah. They weren't able to score. Nobody was able to score in the front three of Liverpool, who are normally so dangerous, Mane, Firmino and Salah, just didn't really look
particularly dangerous. I had the feeling that Liverpool hasn't have a striker.
They don't have a striker, be careful. They don't have a striker.
They don't have a striker. Un delantero de verdad. Un tío que remata a puerta fuerte.
You think so?
Yeah, because remataban Salah, remataba Firmino como tiros así medio mal, se les iban altos. Alguien que pegue un tiro fuerte a portería de toda la vida. Que a veces eso.
I think they've got a very good, they've got three very good strikers there. I just think Madrid defended really well and it looked like they almost parked the bus at times as well. You know, they were very effective at defending. When I say park the bus, apargar el autobús. Madrid also know when and how to park the bus. But they're just a very good team and I think they deserve to win.
I don't know if Madrid parked the bus, maybe park the train, because in one moment I saw six people in the defense line.
Yeah, that's true.
Six people in the defense line. Well, but Liverpool wasn't able to score.
That's it. And at the end of the day,
that's the game.
That's it. And Klopp was very honest. He just said, you know, that the damage was done in the first leg. We lost it in the first leg and we had to really come out and score and we didn't. So that's what happened. So Real Madrid looked good for the Champions League. In the next few weeks, we're going to be making our predictions about that. For the next part of today's show, though, let's move on with a quick review, a repaso, of what we learned from last week. So we're going to do a quick quiz, Ruben, just a very quick one, and then we're going to do a translation list. So from last week, Ruben, question number one, what is the name of the most famous stand, grada, in Anfield?
The Kop.
Very good. The Kop. Very good. The Spion Kop, it was named after, that hill in South Africa, and it's now called the Kop. Very good. What is a native language, lingua materna, what is a native language of Kevin De Bruyne?
Is Flemish?
Very good. Flemish. Yeah. Think of Dr. Fleming, the Scottish doctor. Fleming. Yes. Flemish, we would say. Flemish. Very good. And what is the name of the river in Liverpool?
The river is called Mercy.
Very
good. Because the Mercy, Condado de Mercy, no?
Yeah, the Condado is the county. We say the county. England is made up of counties. So the county the River Mersey is the name of the river that goes through the city. And what's the name of the derby? That's what I was looking for. What's the name of the derby between Everton and Liverpool?
Yes, it's the Merseyside derby or friendly derby.
Very good. Yeah, so the Merseyside is what we call the kind of county in the region. That's Merseyside. Or they call it the friendly derby, the amistoso, the friendly derby, because the fans usually are friends and it's not an intense rivalry. Very good. And a good bit of culture here. What is the name of the mythical bird on the Liverpool badge? What do we call it?
Es el pájaro hígado. Liver bird.
Yes. Well, it's interesting that the pronunciation actually is liver bird. The liver bird. Yeah, it's weird. We don't call it the liver bird. We call it the liver bird. It's a bird that doesn't exist. It's like a dragon or a unicorn. It doesn't actually exist, but it's a symbol of the city of Liverpool, like the liver bird. And over time, it changed to Liverpool, which is, you're correct, liver is hígado. But it's got nothing to do with hígado, so it's to do with this this bird. Very, very strange. Very good. Let's do a quick translation list. How would you say los ultras de Liverpool se encuentran en la grada de Kop?
Liverpool's ultras meet in the Kop stand.
Very good. Liverpool's ultras meet in the Kop stand. How would you say la lengua materna de Kevin De Bruyne es el flamenco?
Kevin De Bruyne's native language is Flemish.
Very good. Kevin De Bruyne's native language is Flemish. Yes. How would we say el río en Liverpool se llama el Mersey?
The river in Liverpool is called the Mersey.
Very good. The river in Liverpool is called the Mersey. How would you say el derby entre Liverpool y Everton se llama el Merseyside derby?
The derby between Liverpool and Everton is called the Merseyside Derby.
Perfect. Excellent. And lastly, how do you say el escudo de Liverpool tiene un pájaro rojo?
Liverpool's badge has a red bird.
Very good. Liverpool's badge has a red bird, the liver bird. Very good. Excellent. Okay, now, just going on to Villarreal, just before we finish the program, do you think this has been a good season for Villarreal? Do you think Unai Emery has been successful at Villarreal this season?
I think they are doing very well. I talked about that in another program. I think Villarreal beats usually the teams they have to beat.
Mm-hmm.
And this tie against Arsenal is seen as the key. Because if they beat them, this is going to change. Maybe that's that we need to change that dynamic and to beat a very good team. If mm-hmm. you do that and arrive to the final, I think Villarreal is going to a great season.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's it. Like, we can talk a lot about the league and, you know, Villarreal finished fifth last season when Calleja was the manager. And it was, obviously, we had a lot of expectativas. We had a lot of expectations for and hope for Villarreal this season. And in the league, I don't know where they're going to finish. But if they were, imagine if they win a European trophy, or even if they get to the final, I think you have to say that that's been a successful season. And if you had to apostar, if you had to bet on this one, would you bet for a Villarreal victory or an Arsenal victory?
I don't know. It's going to be very difficult. I didn't bet. Because it's very similar.
Yeah.
I bet for Real Madrid Chelsea. I think Real Madrid is going to beat them.
Ah, okay.
But Villarreal is going to be more difficult to know that.
Yeah, it'll be difficult to guess adivinar. When you say you didn't bet, you mean you wouldn't bet. You would say I wouldn't bet. No apostaría. I wouldn't bet. Yeah, that's it. I wouldn't bet. Well, I wouldn't bet either, Ruben, because I don't believe in betting. I think it's very bad. It's a very bad habit. It's a very bad practice. So I don't agree in it. But you know, if you're talking with your friends and things like that, I have to say, I think Arsenal might just have a little bit too much. I think they're a very quality team. So we'll see. But you know, best of luck to Villarreal when the game comes, when the semi-final comes. Now, we don't have much time left, so we're going to finish the program as always by giving you the clues for next week's mystery player.
Mystery player.
Ren, clue number one, please.
He played in Italy, France, England, Germany, and the United States.
Very good. He played in Italy, France, England, Germany, and the United States. Not a journeyman, but he did go to a few different clubs. Clue number two, this is an interesting one. His grandmother was Polish, Polaka. His grandmother was Polish, and his grandfather was born in the Russian Republic of Kalmykia. And I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right, Kalmykia. I think that's how you pronounce it. But it's one of these Russian republics like Chechnya and all these kind of places. So his grandfather was from there, which explains why his name is quite different from his colleagues. We'll say that. So his grandmother was Polish, and his grandfather was from a Russian republic, Kalmykia. Clue number three.
He His father was also a footballer.
Very good. His father was also a footballer. So like the Schmeichels, this guy is from a footballing family. Clue number four. This is a fantastic clue. He once recorded a house song. Now, this isn't a, like a, una canción casera. No.
Una canción en casa.
No, ni una canción en casa. Yeah. Una canción de estilo house. So we call that house music. So he once recorded a house song, which I didn't know, but I'm going to listen to that after the show. And clue number five, Ruben.
His nickname was The Snake.
Very good. His nickname was The Snake, which I have to say, snake almost always has negative connotations. I think that the implication is that it's like a bad thing, snake. But I don't know, this guy was quite a popular player, so I don't think it was that bad. But yes, his nickname was The Snake. Very good. As always, if you think you know the answer, you can write to us on Twitter at SpeakFootball and let us know who you think the mystery player is. That's all we've got time for this week's show. Thanks for joining us as always, and we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
¿Alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos? Llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso